Hello everyone, it's Yana here, Audio End to End, and it's the 7th of June, so Audio Day 7, and I've just been to, well, it's not my favourite place, but I love it in there. It's full of books, so I just wanted to share that with you. It's a warehouse. It's in Hemel Hempstead, so close to where we live, and it's open once a month, and you can go and you can choose as many books as you like. You have to be a member, but you can just sign up for that. And you get something like 70% off the price. So this is all stock that didn't sell, I guess. So they're selling it off cheaply, so they don't have to get rid of it. And I love it. I love it. It's just full of books. Books everywhere. It's great for getting the odd bargain, even though I have noticed that my book shopping habits have changed a bit, because I used to be able to wander into a bookshop and say, yeah, I like the look of that one, I'll just buy that and then I'll read it. But now I hardly read anything, and I've got loads of books at home still that I haven't read, so I'm not going through the fiction ones here. I'm more likely, if I want a fiction book, to look on somewhere like Amazon and then and look at the reviews first. Quite naughty, but yeah, it's interesting. I guess that's how things change. But it's super for getting children's books and just finding new books, just wandering around the aisles and discovering books on all sorts of things. And I usually go in with either no expectations or today I wanted to find some books for birthday party favours, because you have to give the party guests a little present these days, which is a bit weird. My daughter very often goes to a party just because she gets a present there, not for the actual party, which I always find is a bit wrong, but that's how it works these days. I've come away with lots of fab books for the kids, also because Henry's starting to learn to read, so I've picked up some there that I hope he will enjoy, because they're on topics that he likes, found a few that I think will be good. I also found a little thing that's not actually, oh no, there's a book in there actually. It's an intruder alarm, because turns out Amina likes to get up very early, and then she goes into Henry's room and wakes him up. And I was just saying to Simon earlier, you know what we need? An intruder alarm. And they had one. It's like for 7 years and up, you can wire it up yourself. So we'll see how that goes. And other than that, there was something else that I wanted to mention. Oh yes, on the way here, apart from having to get out of the way of nutters who were driving way too fast twice today, I nearly did a double take, because I'm on a very busy roundabout where I was going left. Right on the corner stood Spider-Man advertising pizza. I did not expect that. Not sure that's safe for traffic. But yeah, that was funny anyway. And then the other thing was that a friend mentioned to me yesterday whether I'm the voice of the science teacher on Chuggington, and no, I'm not. But I thought it was quite funny that someone there sounds like me. I should probably drive home, because otherwise I'll be in trouble for being late for dinner. The day's turned into a beautiful warm day, lovely and sunny now, it was a total difference this morning when it was raining buckets, if there is such an expression. So we're very lucky the summer is back. Right, anyway, I should really go home and say goodbye to this fabulous book warehouse for another month. They'll be open again next month. That's the other funny thing. about this place. I always bump into someone I know when I'm here. Last time it was Henry's teacher, as well as a couple of mums I know from school. And today I bumped into my friend who came here straight after the kids swimming. Whereas we had to go home to deliver Amelia to a party first. And another mum I know from school. So lots of familiar faces, and obviously we all love reading. I'm going to make more time for reading again. I miss it. I really miss it. I love books. Kindles are great because, for the storage, I think. Because you can have all these books, but you can't actually see how much storage they take away. But I just love the feel of an actual book. Yeah, you can't beat that. Thank you for listening if you got this far. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.